It's just gone 8 minutes after six, and I'm joined in studio by Simon Brown. He's the founder of Just One Lap to take us through the day's market performance. Simon, any outstanding news that you've been talking about?
Retailers. Okay. Across the board, except for ShopRite, because we've still got that ShopRite Steinhoff and we're not sure of the details. Mm-hmm. But retailers across the board, Massmart and the Fashini Group with updates today, Truers and Woolies were last week. And whatever we think of the updates, the market is loving them. And the stocks were up 3, 4, 5% pretty much across the board.
I saw a commentary that the Fashini Group's update was a bit more upbeat than some of its South African competitors.
I think it was. I think certainly if we compare it to, we haven't had a lot yet. They were only four out so far. Of the four, I think they were the more upbeat. All of the actual numbers for that 6 months to Christmas were, I mean, frankly, not good. Most of them are, if you take like for like, less inflation, they're going backwards.
Yeah.
But certainly what we saw today with the Fashini Group was some more upbeat, was some more optimism looking forward. And I think the market is perhaps saying, you know, the numbers aren't as bad as we thought. They're not great, but we were expecting perhaps worse, although Woolies surprised me to the downside. Mm-hmm. And buying them. And these are stocks that have been really beaten down. I mean, going back to Woolies on a price earnings of you know, low double digit, where it spent most of the last sort of decade in the mid-20s. So the stocks have been beaten down. Any glimmer of hope, any glimmer of positivity, and the market was going crazy and saying, mm-hmm. absolutely, thank you.
The year's just started. Do you think as we progress throughout the year, this is going to be a trend where, you know, some of these retailers are going to be struggling, or it's just going to depend how the economy is going, how consumers are seeing their spending power?
I think we are going to have to divide them up broadly, I suppose, four ways. There's going to be the food folks. There's what's your international exposure and where is your international exposure? All those companies, Fashini, Truers, Rushdorff and bought UK assets are not looking so smart now. Yeah. It'll be fine in time, but right now not looking so smart. So we're going to have to look at the geographies. We're going to have to look at the particular categories that they're in as well. But even with food, what I'm really interested is to see ShopRite, which is typically a lower income coming in that space there, as opposed to Woolies, who's typically considered to be the, you know, for the more higher income. So we're going to have to slice and dice. And I'm not convinced that it's going to be a broad-based rally. I think if Mr. Price disappoints again, update expected from them tomorrow morning, probably pre-open. Mm. If they disappoint again, the market might say, you know what, thanks, guys, but now this is, what, 3, 4 in a row. We really are moving on. And the hint that perhaps, I don't want to say structural, but the competition we've seen come in the last couple of years, particularly in the clothing space from the likes of Cotton On, H&M and the like, certainly has hurt Woolies, very much hurt Mr. Price. So we want to see how that's shaking out. And have they sort of come through it, or are they still struggling?
And then you had the gold mining shares. They led some gains on the JSE today. Is this in anticipation for the fact that Trump will be inaugurated by the end of the week, and the market's just like, okay?
I think it's Trump, but I think it's less about Friday, which is his inauguration, which we've known about now since mid-November. I think it was his statements over the weekend where he basically said German automakers should have a 35% penalty put on them when they're bringing cars into the US, saying that Brexit and a hard Brexit is a good idea. Reports that Theresa May, PM in the UK, is also looking at a hard Brexit. And, you know, him, further comments from Trump saying, you know, NATO is a waste of time, Europe's dead, etc., which really brings in the whole, you know, back to the swing to right nationalism, to trade walls, to closing borders, which ultimately is not good for business. Yeah. Capitalism wants free flow of money. It wants it to, not just money, IP, people. And we're seeing the swing away from that. Brexit, Trump, we've got the French election in a couple of months. Le Pen is certainly theirs and theirs about. Whether she wins or not, we'll see. That spooked the market. So that really was a case of, well, if we're going to get trade wars, if we're going to get, you know, this hurdles put in the way of capitalism, gold's the place to be.
As the week continues, what other pieces of news are you looking at?
It's still the retail updates that we're expecting to come through. There's still a couple of those that we still need. See if anything comes out from Davos, although I don't expect, you know, Davos is seldom moving many needles, really. And then watch President-elect Trump and see what he has to say and who we can dismiss next.
He's got a lot to say lately.
He has. Someone should take his phone away and stop keep him off Twitter. But for me, it really is those retailers, because they're giving us a good insight into economies up north. ShopRite will show us the rest of Africa as well. We've seen some of the European because of the exposure to there. The one that I'm really waiting for, so Pick n Pay typically doesn't do these sort of updates. ShopRite, Spar, Mr. Price, get a sense of how tough was it for the consumer. And there's indications that some, particularly Woolies, have perhaps lost market share, particularly in clothing, to a lesser degree in food. Have they lost it to the ShopRites of the world, or has it just disappeared because people were just shopping down or not shopping, you know, other things to pay off and the like? So really, that's focus for my week, is just more retailers.
Simon, we'll have to leave it there. That was Simon Brown, founder of Just One Lab, giving us the day's market performance.